And then he is finally brought with an interrogation before the Roman prefect. And here I just think, just to recognize the faithfulness, the briefness of his words and his testimony, but also this the faithfulness of what he says. Finally, they say, you know, the prefect calls him to repent, to swear by the genius of Caesar. And Polycarp finally, he simply answers, "If you vainly suppose that I will swear by the genius of Caesar as you request and pretend to not know who I am," he says, "listen carefully, I am a Christian. Now, if you want to learn the doctrine of Christianity, name a day and give me a hearing." Right? So that very simple, faithful confession, "I am a Christian. Nothing you are going to do is going to change my identification with Christ." And then finally, the last statement for the proconsul, he says, "I have wild beasts. I will throw you to them unless you change your mind." And there's the call to repent, right? Change your mind, to repent. But Polycarp says, "Call for them. For the repentance from better to worse is a change impossible for us. But it is a noble thing to change from what is evil to righteousness." And then, of course, the prefect, the proconsul, threatens him with fire. And Polycarp makes that final statement, "You threaten with a fire that burns only briefly, and after just a little while is extinguished, for you are ignorant of the fire of the coming judgment and eternal punishment, which is reserved for the ungodly. But why do you delay? Come, do what you wish."